dictating for the Mount Pleasant Dialysis, our outpatient dialysis unit. Fax is 989-779-8894. The patient is Michelle Freeze, F-R-E-E-Z-E, date of birth July 9th, 1959. History. Ms. Freeze is a 53-year-old Caucasian patient with long-standing history of end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis. She has been very stable on hemodialysis. She generally is very hypotensive during dialysis treatments, but tolerates that very well without cramping or dizziness or other symptoms. She is consistent and attends her therapy regularly. She does have excessive fluid gains at times, and phosphorus binders cause severe diarrhea, so she's unable to take the recommended dose in order to keep the phosphorus in the normal range. Past medical history is significant for a long-standing history of uncontrolled diabetes, congestive heart failure with atrial fibrillation, chronic peripheral arterial disease of the lower extremities, a right lower extremity chronic ulcer and wound, right foot gangrenous ulcers, severe peripheral vascular disease, essential hypertension, coronary artery disease, diabetic nephropathy, diabetic neuropathy, anemia of chronic disease, hyperlipidemia, morbid obesity, restless leg syndrome, obstructive sleep apnea, a history of the chronic atrial fibrillation with the rapid ventricular response, chronic low back pain, depression with anxiety, gastroesophageal reflux disease, vitamin D deficiency, long-term anticoagulant therapy on Coumadin, irritable bowel syndrome with chronic diarrhea, and a history of nicotine addiction. Past surgical history, she's had removal of an ovary, coronary artery bypass graft with 5 vessels grafted, amputation of the left great toe, amputation of multiple right toes, placement of a left upper extremity AV fistula, left index finger partial amputation, left cataract removal, implantation of a pacemaker. Social history. The patient is not married and lives independently. She currently smokes up to a half a pack of cigarettes per day and is trying to quit. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. Family history, non-contributory. Review of systems. The patient denies current fever, chills, no headaches or dizziness, no visual changes. She does have some clear nasal drainage. She attributes to allergies. Respiratory, no shortness of breath or wheezing. Heart, no palpitations or chest pain, no orthopnea. Abdomen, recurrent diarrhea, secondary to phosphorus binders, and irritable bowel syndrome. GU, the patient does not urinate at all. Neurological, peripheral neuropathy, secondary to diabetes, peripheral artery disease, poor circulation of the lower extremities. No current ulcers or sores on any extremities. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications, Questran powder, 5 grams daily, Claritin, 10 milligrams, 1 daily, Fosrenil, 1,000 milligrams, 1 with each meal, Humalog, 10 units sub-Q, 3 times per day, Lantus insulin, 30 units at bedtime, Lipitor, 10 milligrams daily, topical lidocaine to fingers at bedtime for neuropathic pain, Lamotil, 1 capsule, 6 hours PRN diarrhea, Lopressor, 25 milligrams BID, Lortab, 10/500, 1Q, 6 hours PRN pain, Midodrine, 5 milligrams TID, and 5 milligrams PRN during dialysis, gabapentin 600 milligrams at bedtime, Prilosec 20 milligrams BID, Effient, EFFIENT 5 milligrams daily, renal cap vitamins 1 daily, Renvela 2 with meals, Sinemet 25/100, 1 at bedtime, Zoloft 50 milligrams 1 daily. Objective, general, the patient is alert and oriented, very cheerful and cooperative. Vital signs, temp 96.8, pulse 76, blood pressure 118/68, dry weight 95.2 kilograms. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat are within normal limits. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear bilaterally with bilateral equal excursion. Heart, S1, S2, regular rate and rhythm with a grade 2 over 6 systolic murmur. No rubs. Abdomen soft, obese, non-tender, no organomegaly or ascites. Neurological, decreased sensation in the feet and ankles up to lower leg. Skin, no current lesions or ulcers are noted. Diagnostic studies done January 21st, 2013. Albumin is 4.1, calcium 10.1, creatinine 6.32, hemoglobin 13.2, potassium 4.6, phosphorus 6.2, down from 8.1 the month or the 2 weeks previously. SGOT 9, urea reduction rate 74%, KT over V 3.11. Assessment and plan: end-stage renal disease on maintenance hemodialysis, currently stable. The patient will continue to run 3 hours and 45 minutes in dialysis. She will continue to receive Hectorol 4.5 micrograms IV 3 times a week during dialysis. She was encouraged to continue her phosphorus binders as well as ABLE, even at half the dose if possible, in order to help decrease her phosphorus even further. Insulin-dependent diabetes, fairly well controlled with a hemoglobin A1C of 6.6 in November of 2012, further management per primary care provider. And coronary artery disease, currently controlled with regular heart rate on current medications. And this will be Mary Stunners, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.